So we'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll look at these verses together.
我们先来祷告，祷告以后呢，我们再来学习这些经文。
Lord, we just pray now that you will bless us. We thank you for having the privilege of studying the Word of God again today.
所以主啊，我们祈求您的赐福给我们，我们非常感恩，我们有这样的荣幸，再一次来学习神的话。
And we pray that you will teach us as we study.
我们也祷告，当我们学习的时候，您来教导我们。
We often thank you for the Bible, but we also thank you, Lord, for the faith of this man, Daniel, and for the blessings that he brought to the world.
所以主啊，我们通常呢，给像感谢有圣经。今天呢，我们也感谢这样一个人，他就是叫但以理，因为他给世界上带来了很多的福气，他也很有信心。
And we pray that in some way we might bring a blessing to the world as well.
我们也祷告，我们每个人呢也可以给这个世界带来一些福气。
So help us today, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name.
所以呢，求您帮助我们，我们祷告，我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, let's go then to Daniel chapter 3.
然后呢，我们呢，大家可以翻到但以理书第三章。
Daniel chapter 3 is the story of the refusal of these three men of God to bow down and worship the image that had been set up by King Nebuchadnezzar.
但以理书第三章呢，讲到的是关于这个三个属神的人，他们呢拒绝向尼布甲尼撒所设立的那个雕像敬拜。
And I'm always amazed at the responses of people to the message, the declaration of God.
所以呢，我有时候呢，通常呢，就感到惊奇，就是人们对神宣称的那样的信息的那个反应。
So Nebuchadnezzar now has built the image, and he's commanded people to bow down, and the three men of God would not. They were thrown into the fiery furnace, and they came out unhinged, unscathed.
所以呢，这个呢，尼布甲尼撒呢，他建立了一个自己的雕像，然后命令全国人民呢，就要敬拜他的那个雕像。然后其中有三个属神的人，他们拒绝敬拜，拒绝敬拜，他们就把他三个扔到那个火窑里。火窑里最终呢，这三个人从火窑里毫发无损的出来了。
What would his response be?
他们的反应应该是什么呢
？Verse 28.Then Nebuchadnezzar said, Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language,who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble, for no other God can save in this way.
第二十八节是这样说的，尼布甲尼撒说，撒德拉米撒、亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的，他差他的天使拯救信靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命，舍去己身，在他们自己的神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别的神。现在我下令，无论何国何民何种语言，亵渎撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥之神的，必碎尸万段，他们的房屋必成粪堆，因为没有别的神能行这样的事情拯救。那时王在巴比伦审高升了撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
So this is the third time that God has revealed himself to Nebuchadnezzar.
也就是神第三次向尼布甲尼撒显现。
In the first occasion, God revealed himself to Nebuchadnezzar by showing that the Hebrew prophets, the Hebrew students, Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, those four were the smartest and the best of all his students. That's a great revelation from God.
第一次呢就是尼布甲尼撒像那个三个人就是当他们被掳到这里的时候三个少年人他们的名字叫沙德拉米沙尼亚伯尼哥这个时候呢他们就是拒绝接受他们的食物但这个时候呢他们在尼布甲尼撒面前呢显示了他们极大的智慧这是神第一次以这种方式向尼布甲尼撒显示他自己
So what did he do?
他做了什么?
Nothing.
他什么也没做?
We don't read that he responded in any way. He just noted the fact these were smart guys.
因为我们没有读到在任何地方说出他对这样的事情做出反应。他只是意识到这三个人都是，这几个人都是非常聪明的人。
He may have been told that none of them would eat his food or drink his wine. But that didn't bother him. He just smiled and carried on.
因为他也可以可能听到了，听到了说他们不吃他的食物，不喝他的酒，所以这个呢并不困扰他，所以他可能就是说微笑一下让他过去。That's
the way many people are today, isn't it? They hear about God, they know a little bit about him, they just don't really pay much attention.
这就是当今很多人的情况，是不是？他们听到了神，他们也知道一点点关于神的事儿，但是呢，他们从来不引起他们的注意。In
the mercy of God, God says, "I think I'll speak to you again, Nebuchadnezzar."
所以借着神的怜悯呢，神跟尼布甲尼撒说，我会再次跟你说话。So
in chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar dreams a dream. Nobody else can interpret it. Daniel interprets it for him, and not only that, but Daniel tells him what it was he dreamt.
所以呢，就是在第二章里，尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦。做一个梦呢，没有人知道他做的什么梦，也没有人知道怎么去解这个梦。但是呢，神借着但以理不仅告诉他解了他的梦，而且告诉他他做的是什么梦。
So what's Nebuchadnezzar do?
那么尼布甲尼撒做了什么呢?
Well, among other things, he falls down to worship Daniel.
所以呢，除了其他事以外，他甚至跪下敬拜但以理。
And then Daniel, of course, says you can't do that, you worship God. So Nebuchadnezzar says, well, I think what I will do, verse 48 of chapter 2. Then the king placed Daniel in a high position and gave him many gifts, made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon, placed him in charge of all his wise men.
这个呢，就是说呢，但以理说呢，你当然不能敬拜我，你应该敬拜神，但以理。所以呢，那你不讲你说做了什么事情？第48节。 那个但以理书第二章第48节说，于是王高抬但以理，赏赐他许多上等礼物，派他管理巴比伦全省，又立他为总理，掌管一切的政事。So
this time he takes the whole thing very seriously, and he realizes that there is a God, and that God has done great things, and that God is going to do great things for him. So, what's his response?
所以这一次呢，尼布甲尼撒呢，他这很严肃的对待这件事，他意识到了那样有那样一个神，而且神呢，在他的人生里做了奇妙的事情。那么这个时候，尼布甲尼撒的反应是什么呢？
So he says, well, I'm going to worship Daniel. That didn't work. So he promoted Daniel. And he gave him lots of gifts. And then he promoted his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He promoted them all, and he said, I promoted all those men, everything's fine.
因为他去敬拜戴以理，他这个方式行不通，那么他采取另外一个方式，他就是提升戴以理，提升戴以理给到他很多上等的礼物，甚至就是说呢，也提升了戴以理的三个朋友，沙德拉米沙亚布尼哥。 第二呢，他说呢，我敬拜不管用，那么我可以提升他们，我可以给他们礼物，这是我所能做的。
And we say, get with it, Nebuchadnezzar. You don't just promote people. You honor the God who made them.
所以呢，我们就跟尼布甲尼撒，尼布甲尼撒，你不要这么做。你不是仅仅只是说提升人，你要去敬拜那个造的，你提升这些人的神。
His actions were all toward the people, but not toward God.
所以他所有的行为呢，都是对着人的，而不是冲着神来。He
basically said, these are good men. I can probably make a lot of money out of these men. I'm going to give them high positions. They're good for my government.
所以他说这些都是很聪明的人，我可能会利用他们给我赚很多的钱，所以我要提升他们，提升他们，把他们放到我的政府里，他会帮我去管理。
But in chapter 3, we realize that Nebuchadnezzar forgets the significance of the dream, and instead of acknowledging that he for a short time was the head of gold, he said, I'm going to build a shrine myself. I'll build an image and it'll be all gold and it'll be for my glory. And so he takes the glory for himself and he ignores the God who revealed himself to him.
这个在第三章里呢，我们其实读到了尼布甲尼撒呢，这个时候呢，他完全忘记了他的那个梦，忘记了神在梦里告诉他的，因为神说他在那里只是个金头，然后尼布甲尼撒说呢，哎，我现在呢，把我要造一个塑像，这个塑像呢，从头到脚全部都是金身的，金身的，这样呢，我是一个最伟大的王，他放了那个造他的神，而把所有的荣耀。
And then the three men come through the fiery furnace, and what does he do? What does Nebuchadnezzar do now?
所以现在呢，这三个人呢，从火窑里出来了。那么现在呢，尼布甲尼撒的反应什么呢？他准备怎么做呢？And
the answer is the end of chapter 3. He makes an edict and says, everybody else has got to serve this God. They cannot say anything bad against this God. Doesn't say you have to serve the God, but you must not say anything bad against that God.
然后他就命令全国说，全国的所有的人，任何人都不能去说这个神的坏话。他并没有说是命令这个全国人民去敬拜、去服侍这个神。他只是说呢。 你们不要说这个神的任何坏话，也不要去说这些人的坏话。And
you and I say, get with it, Nebuchadnezzar. Quit passing the buck. You have got to realize that God is God and you need to serve him. Not other people, not promotions, not ignore him. You've got to deal with the God who made you, Nebuchadnezzar.
我们要跟尼布甲尼撒说，尼布甲尼撒，你放聪明一点，你要绕过那个障碍，你应该去服侍神。你不是说是命令其他的人、命令全国人去敬拜神，你自己要服侍神，你自己不能忽略这个神，你自己要去服侍他。It's
amazing. God revealed himself to Nebuchadnezzar on these three most graphic, most dramatic occasions, and Nebuchadnezzar basically didn't change his own heart.
这个呢是非常的令人惊奇的，因为神呢用这种奇妙的方式，这种非常令人印象深刻的方式去向尼布甲尼撒显现，但是尼布甲尼撒呢却没有改变他的心，他忽略了神。
How foolish!
是多么的愚蠢！
Sometimes mothers and fathers are very enthusiastic that their children walk in the ways of God, but they don't themselves.
所以有时候呢，父母呢，他们有极大的热情，要他的孩子们，要他们的孩子们呢，去与神同行，但是他们自己呢，却不那么做。
They're sometimes happy that the children go to Sunday school, that the children learn the Bible, but they don't want us to go to Sunday school or learn the Bible.
所以呢，有时候呢，他们很愿意去让他们的孩子们呢去上主日学，去学圣经，但他们自己呢却不上主日学，自己却不读圣经。
So chapter 4 comes along, and it's almost as if God is saying, Nebuchadnezzar, you've been ignoring me, but I'm not ignoring you. Nebuchadnezzar, you've got a few things to learn. I'm going to teach you something.
所以呢，到了第四章的时候呢，基本上是神跟尼布甲尼撒说，尼布甲尼撒，你忽略了忘了我，但是呢，我没有忘掉你，我没有忽略你，所以呢，我要在你的人生中做几件事，你必须呢要从中学到一些教训，我要给你上几课。
How foolish to ignore the God who is speaking to you. That's the story of chapter 4.
所以呢，如果你去忽视一个跟你说话的神，这是多么愚蠢的一件事，这就是第四章要讲到的。
All right, so here's chapter 4 now. Verse 1 says, King Nebuchadnezzar to the peoples, nations, and men of every language who live in all the world, may you prosper greatly.
这个呢，第四节说呢，第四章第一节说，尼布甲尼撒王小玉住在全地各方各国各族的人说，愿你们打响平安。
So this chapter 4 is an interesting chapter. It is actually a chapter written by Nebuchadnezzar himself and sent to everybody in his vast kingdom.
所以这个呢，第四章呢是非常有趣的一章，它实际上是呢由尼布甲尼撒他自己亲自写的这一章，然后呢，他把这一章呢发给他在他很巨大的那个王国的各个地方。
If you like, this is Nebuchadnezzar's testimony to the world. He says, "I'm going to tell you what happened to me."
所以如果你喜欢的话呢，这个是尼布甲尼撒为整个世界所做的见证。他基本上尼布甲尼撒说，我要告诉你们神在我身上行了什么样的作为。
Joe Reese and his father both became Christians many years ago.
所以 Joe Reese 他的父亲呢，很多年前呢，他们都成为了基督徒。
And they said,Now, this is very interesting. It's wonderful what God has done to us. I wonder what we should do.
所以呢，他们说呢，就是说呢，哦，这个是一件很奇妙的事，神是按我们身上行的奇事，这是我们要做的事情。
And so they said, what we're going to do is we are going to go and visit all our relatives and tell them what Jesus has done in our lives.
这就是他们所做的。他们说呢，我们要去拜访我们所有的亲戚和家里的人，然后呢，告诉他们神在我们俩的人生里行了怎样的奇事。
And so the two of them got in their car, and for many days and weeks, they just drove to every relative they could think of, and they drove up and said, "We've just come to tell you what Jesus did for us."
所以呢，在两三天之内呢，他们两个呢一起呢，就是所有做的事情，就是坐进车子里，然后呢开车去拜访所有他们能够想到的亲戚。然后呢，拜访以后呢，他说：“我们告诉我所有的亲戚和家人们呢，关于我们的主耶稣基督是他怎样拯救了我们。”
Some of you and some of your friends have actually gone back to China.And said, I'm going to China to tell my relatives, to tell my friends what God has done for me.
所以呢，你们中间有些人呢，他们呢已经回到中国去了，或者准备回到中国去。回到中国去以后呢，他说我要告诉我的家人们，神在我身上行了什么样的事儿。
Nebuchadnezzar said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a letter and I'm going to send it toEverybody in my kingdom, millions, tens of millions, possibly 100 million or more people he sent the letter to.
所以这是尼布甲尼撒说的，这是我准备做的，我要写一封信，你们现在然后呢，寄给所有的我的王国里的子民，可能呢有几百万，也可能几千万，也有可能几亿人在他的国家。He
said, I'm the king, and I'm going to tell you what God did to me.
他说呢，我是王，所以呢，我要告诉你们神在我身上有什么样的作为。So
here's his letter. We would almost call it a tract. Here's his letter, verse 2. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me.
所以呢，这个呢是这个信，我们也可以把它称之为那个宣传的单张。第二节说呢，我乐意将至高的神向我所行的神迹启示宣扬出来。His
summary is verse 3, how great are his signs, how mighty his wonders, his kingdom is an eternal kingdom, his dominion endures from generation to generation.
所以他的总结呢，在第三节里。第三节说呢，他的神迹何其大，他的骑士何其盛，他的国是永远的，他的权柄存到万代。And
now comes his story, verse 4.
所以第四节呢，故事就开始了。He
says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at home in my palace, contented and prosperous.
第四节说，我尼布甲尼撒安居在宫中，平顺在殿内。
That's a pretty good sign. He'd been a conqueror. He'd been a good administrator. Everything was going just fine. He was happy.
这个呢是一件非常好的事儿。他已经呢信主了，然后呢他很高兴去传福音，所以他说呢这只是一件我现在很好，我很高兴。
Verse 5 says, I had a dream that made me afraid. As I was lying on my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me.
第五节说呢，我做了一个梦，使我惧怕，我在床上的思念，并脑中的意象使我惊惶。
He had a dream that scared him.
他有一个梦呢，使他害怕。
Verse 6 says, so I commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be brought before me to interpret the dream for me.
第六节说呢，所以我降旨召巴比伦的一切哲士到我面前，叫他们把梦的讲解告诉我。
That was kind of dumb, wasn't it?
就是有点愚蠢，是不是？
What had those men been able to do regarding the last dream we heard of, the one in chapter 2?
所以这些智慧的人呢，他们能做些什么关于尼布甲尼撒的梦，在我们上次读到第二章的时候呢？
They couldn't help him.
他们帮不了他。
He got so mad he threatened to kill them all.
所以呢，他召集了很多的人，但是呢，他甚至威胁要杀了他们。
The only reason he didn't kill them was because Daniel had interpreted the dream for him.
所以他没有杀掉所有的那些哲士的唯一的原因呢，是因为但以理把他的梦给解了。And
so now that he has another dream, he goes back to those same guys who couldn't help him the last time. As a matter of fact, who disobeyed him so much, he was ready to kill them.
所以呢，接着后来他又有一个坏的梦，然后这个梦呢，做了个噩梦，他又去找那些人，找那些人呢，那些人呢又帮不了他，他最后呢，又要威胁杀掉他们。
So you and I say, Nebuchadnezzar, you got a problem. You don't learn very well from the lessons that God teaches you.
所以我们跟他说呢，尼布甲尼撒，你现在有个毛病，因为呢你不理解，你根本就不知道那个神，不知道那个告诉你解梦你的梦的神。
So verse 7 says he sought them anyway. He says, when the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners came, I told them the dream, but they could not interpret it for me.
第七节说呢，于是那些术士用法术的加勒底人关照的都进来，我将梦告诉了他们，他们就不能将梦讲解告诉我。
Finally, Daniel came into my presence, and I told him the dream. He is called Belteshazzar after the name of my God, and the spirit of the holy God is in him.
第八节说呢，幕后那照我神的名称为伯萨伯提撒撒的但以理来到我面前，他里头有圣神的灵，他将梦告诉他说。
So what do you do if you've made a mistake when you're trying to solve your problems?
所以呢，如果你试图解决你的问题的时候呢，你犯了一个错，你怎么办？
You admit that you made a mistake and you go back and do it right. And that's what he did.He admitted that he was wrong. He says, I better check with Daniel.
所以呢，就是呢，你先承认你做错了，然后呢，你再去做正确的事儿。这就是他，你不讲就是他做的。所以他意识到他做错了，他又回去找但以理。
So verse 9, it says, I said, Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you.And no mystery is too difficult for you. Here is my dream. Please interpret it for me.
也就是说呢，术士的领袖伯提撒撒啊，因为我知道你里头有圣神的灵，什么奥秘的事都不能使你为难。现在要把我梦中所见的意象和梦的讲解告诉我。
So the question is, who was the chief of the magicians?
所以呢，问题是谁是那些术士的头呢
？It was Daniel.
他是但以理。
Why would he seek to the other people who work for Daniel?
他为什么要去找那些为但以理工作的人呢
？Probably because he didn't really want to have to meet Daniel. He probably knew that Daniel was going to tell him things he might not want to learn. He was hoping, I think.That he didn't have to look Daniel square in the eye.
所以呢，我认为呢，他可能不太想见到但以理，所以他先去找其他的术士。因为如果他去首先找但以理的话呢，但以理呢可能会告诉一些他不想听到的事情，所以但以理呢，在他眼中呢，并不是他的首选。
So here's where he goes, verse 10. These are the visions I saw while lying on my bed.I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous.
第十节说呢，我在床上脑中的意象是这样的，我看见地当中有一棵树，极其高大。
The tree grew large and strong, and its top reached the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth.
第十一节说，那树渐长而且坚固，高得顶天，从地极都能看见。
Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant, and on it was food for all. Under it the beasts of the air found shelter, and the birds of the air lived in its branches. From it every creature was fed.
第十二节说，叶子华美，果实甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽卧在荫下，天空的飞鸟栖在枝上，凡有血气的都从这树得食。
In the visions, he said, I saw while lying in my bed. I looked, and there before me was a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven.
第三节说，我在床上脑中的意象见有一位守望的圣者从天而降。
He called in a loud voice, cut down the tree and trim off its branches, strip off its leaves, scatter its fruit. Let the animals flee from under it and the birds from its branches.
第四节说，大声呼叫说，伐倒这树，砍下枝子，摇掉叶子，抛弃果子，使走兽离开树下，飞鸟躲开树枝。
But let the stump and its roots, bound with iron and bronze, remain in the ground, in the grass of the field.
耶稣基督说呢，树灯却留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈箍住。
And then it says in the next line, it says, let him be drenched with the dew of heaven and let him live with the animals among the plants of the earth.
第十五节后面继续说呢，在田野的青草中，让天怒湿润，使他与地上的兽一同吃草。
In the dream, the tree takes on the personality of a man, and the tree is likened to him.
所以在他的梦里呢，他的那个树代表他的那个人。
Verse 16, let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let him be given the mind of an animal till seven times pass by for him.
第十六节说呢，使他的心改变，不如人心，给他一个兽心，使他经过七七。
This decision, verse 9, 17, is announced by the messengers. The Holy Ones declare the verdict so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes and sets over them the lowliest of men.
第十七节说呢，这是守望者所发的命，圣者所出的令。 好叫世人知道，在至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁，或立极卑微的人执掌国权。Strange
dream. In this dream, the purpose of the dream is manifest.
所以呢，这个呢是一个非常奇怪的梦。在这个梦里呢，这一节呢就是把这个梦的那个意义给表现出来了。
The purpose is at the end of verse 17, so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes and sets over them the lowliest of men.
这个梦的意义呢，就是在第十八节你讲，这是我尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦，伯提撒撒，你要说明这梦的讲解。 因为我国中的一切哲事都不能将梦的讲解告诉我，唯独你能，因你里头有圣神的灵。Do
you think Nebuchadnezzar felt this was maybe an important dream?
你认为尼布甲尼撒认为这是一个很重要的梦吗？
I think he was afraid that he already knew what it meant.
所以呢，我认为呢，他已经知道了这个梦的意思。This
glorious tree chopped down, and for seven times, terrible things happening to that tree. The tree turned into an animal, and he was living like an animal. I think Nebuchadnezzar said, "Whatever this dream means, it's not good news."
因为尼布甲尼撒知道了，在这个梦里呢，这个荣耀的树呢被砍倒了，砍倒了，然后呢，中间呢被砍了七次，七次最后呢，尼布甲尼撒，就是这最后这个树呢变成了一个野兽，所以呢，我认为呢，尼布甲尼撒他认为这不是一个好消息，不是一个好梦。
He probably said to himself, "This dream is something like the first dream I had." This dream basically says that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men. The first dream said, there are four kingdoms of men, gold, silver, brass, iron. Those kingdoms are there. And he's saying now that these kingdoms, they're all set up by God. The sovereign God is in this. And so I think Nebuchadnezzar said, this is a scary dream. I'm not sure what it means, and I don't think it's good.
这个呢，我认为他这个做的这个梦和第一个梦呢有点类似， 因为在这个梦里呢，他意识到那个至高的神才是掌管地球上一切的。在他的第一个梦里呢，他梦见了四个国，这国呢就是第一个呢就是那个金子，第二个就是那个银子，第三个就是铜，第四个就是铁和泥组成的。所以呢，当时呢，他在那个梦里呢，他的王国呢是荣耀的，但是在这个梦里呢，他认为呢，这个一切呢都是神在掌管，然后他的这个王国呢都会崩溃，所以他认为这不是一个好的梦。
All right, verse 18 now. This is the dream that I, King Nebuchadnezzar, had. Now, Belteshazzar, tell me what it means. For none of the wise men in my kingdom can interpret it for me, but you can, because the spirit of the holy gods or of God is in you.
第18节说，这是我尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦，伯提撒撒啊，你要说明这梦的讲解，因为我国中的一切这事都不能将梦的讲解告诉我，唯独你呢，因为你里头有圣神的灵。
All right, what happens next? Verse 19. Then Daniel, also called Belteshazzar, was greatly perplexed for a time, maybe an hour.And his thoughts alarmed him.
这个第十九节呢，讲下一步发生的。于是称为伯提撒撒的带领你惊讶片刻，心意惊惶。王说：“伯提撒撒，不要因梦的梦讲解惊惶。”
So the king said, Belteshazzar, don't let this dream or its meaning alarm you. But Belteshazzar answered, My lord.If only the dream applied to your enemies and its meaning to your adversaries.
所以王说呢，伯提撒撒，不要因梦和梦的讲解惊惶。伯提撒撒回答说，我主啊，愿这梦归于恨恶你的人，讲解归于你的敌人。
Now get the story. Daniel heard the dream.And Daniel asked the Lord what it would mean. And when Daniel realized what it meant, he was deeply troubled. And for an hour, he didn't answer. He just sat there and thought and prayed and wondered at this amazing dream.
这里呢，再一次呢，但以理听说呢这个梦以后呢，他去寻求主，跟第一次一样，他去问主，主给了他答案。然后他听到这个以后呢，但以理呢就在那里几个小时都很惊慌，他因为这个梦，所以呢，他说呢，他在那里一句话不说，就站在那里。所以呢，尼布甲尼撒呢，不是但以理就开始。祷告，祷告，因为这个梦让他太惊奇了。
So verse 20, he goes on and he says, The tree that you saw, which grew large and strong, with its top touching the sky, visible to the whole earth, with beautiful leaves and abundant fruit, providing food for all, giving shelter to the beasts of the field, having nesting places in its branches for the birds of the air. You, O king,are that tree.
你这个呢第二十节就开始讲说你所见的树见长而且坚固高的顶天从地基都能看见叶子华美果子甚多可自众生的食物天意的走兽住在其下天空的飞鸟栖在枝上王啊这见长又坚固的树就是你。
You can imagine why Daniel was silent for an hour.Before he spoke to Nebuchadnezzar, I guess he thought, this is not going to be good news for Nebuchadnezzar.
真的呢你知道了为什么但以理呢听到这个梦讲解这个梦之前他要静默一个小时因为他觉得呢如果他开始讲了他跟尼布甲尼撒说呢这对尼布甲尼撒来说不是个好消息。
Daniel knew Nebuchadnezzar very well.
所以但以理呢他很了解尼布甲尼撒。
What happened to most people who gave Nebuchadnezzar bad news?
所以呢那些大多数给那个尼布甲尼撒带来坏消息的人的后果是什么?
Nebuchadnezzar killed them.
你不讲，你杀，把他们全杀了。
What would you do? If you had to speak to a man with a terrible reputation, tell him that there's bad news coming to you from God.
现在如果你是这样一个人，你怎么做？如果你要告诉一个名声极坏的人，告诉他说，哎，我从神那里给你带来坏消息，你会怎么做？
Many great preachers have lost their heads because they told the king they were wrong.
所以很多的传道人呢，被砍头了，因为他们告诉当时他们的王，他们做错了。
Do you remember the story of anybody like that?
你们大家记得任何一个人有这样的故事吗？
Do you remember John the Baptist?
你们大家记得施洗约翰吗？
Oh yeah, you say, I remember that story.
你说说，我记得那个故事。
John the Baptist said to King Herod, Herod, you are wrong.
施洗约翰对那个希律王说，希律王，你做错了。
What happened to him?
那他的后果是什么？
Well, Herod cut his head off. That's what happened to him.
所以希律王把他的头砍了，这就是希律王做的。
Do you think Daniel thought that might happen to him?
你认为这种情况会发生在他身上吗？
So the question is, what are you going to preach?
所以问题是你会传什么样的道？
So the other day, I read a little story about a group of people who were trying to figure out what should we preach in the churches.
所以呢，在另外几天呢，我听到一组那个传道人说是，我们应该在教会里讲什么样的道。
And over the last few years, there were a group of churches who got together, and they probably today have a congregation of about 150,000 people.
所以呢，很多年以后呢，这一组教会呢，他们呢就聚在一起，聚在一起呢，他们的会众呢大概有150,000人。
And that particular group of preachers, the group of churches, they listened carefully to headquarters to find out what to preach.
所以呢，这一组的这些教会呢，他们呢一直就是要听命于他们的那个主教会，主教会告诉他们其他的教会要讲什么。
And the rule is this.You always preach in such a way that when people leave, they feel better about themselves.
所以呢，这个他们的那个规则永远是说，你去讲道，你讲完道以后，当人们离开的时候呢，他们会感觉更好。
Do you think Daniel would be allowed to preach in those churches?
你认为但以理会被允许在那样的一些教会中讲道吗？
He didn't say, I'm going to make Nebuchadnezzar feel better. He said, I'm going to tell Nebuchadnezzar the truth because God has already told Nebuchadnezzar the truth. He just doesn't understand it. I'm going to make him understand what God thinks and he's not going to feel better.
所以呢，他说我不会告诉一些让尼布甲尼撒感觉好的事情。所以呢，我要告诉他真相。因为实际上呢，神在尼布甲尼撒的梦里呢，已经告诉了他真相，他只是不理解而已。所以现在呢，我要把这个真相告诉他，我不会说一些好听的话，让他感觉好一点。
So before he preaches, the man of God today has always got to ask this question.
所以在你讲道之前，属神的人永远要问自己这样一个问题。
Lord, do you want me to preach what you want to say, or do you want me to preach what the audience wants to hear?
所以他就说，主啊，你要我去讲，你想要我讲的道，还是你想要我讲这些会众想听的道？
And if a preacher doesn't say, I intend to preach what God wants to say. Rather, I will preach what they want to hear. That preacher shouldn't open his mouth.
所以如果一个讲道人呢，他说呢，我只想讲会众喜欢听的，而不想讲神要我讲的道，那么这个讲道人呢，永远不要开口。
And you can imagine when Daniel got to that line and said, you, O king, are that tree. What do you think he expected?
所以呢，你可以想象到当神的带领你呢，开口讲话的时候说，你不讲就算王，你就是那个树，你认为呢，他会指望有什么事情发生。
I think he expected that the guards would come in. And he would have his head cut off in the next 5 minutes.
我认为他预期呢，就是说呢，那个你不讲一下子守卫呢会冲向他，然后呢，在也后稍后的5分钟之内把他的头给砍下来。
Was Daniel a great man? Yes.
但以理是一个伟大的人吗？是的。
All right, he keeps going, verse 22. He says, you have become great, Nebuchadnezzar, and strong. Your greatness has grown until it's spread, till it reaches the sky. And your dominion extends to the distant parts of the earth. It's all you, Nebuchadnezzar. You're just like that tree.
第二节说那王啊，这渐长又坚固的树就是你，你的威势渐长，几天你的权柄管到地极。他说尼布甲尼撒，你看看你的王国已经延伸到这样的，这里面所有的讲到的这些都是你，你就是那棵树。
Nebuchadnezzar thought about it, and he said, it's right. All the things that are said about that great tree are true of me and my kingdom. I'm just like that great tree.
你们在想了一下，对啊，你讲的就是那个大树就是我，所以那些繁茂的树枝就是我的王国所延伸到的，所以这棵树讲到的就是关于我和我的王国。
And then Daniel went on with his explanation, verse 23.
所以呢，但以理呢，就是继续在讲，就是并不是他所期望要听到的。
He said, you, O king, saw a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying.
然后呢，这第二三节说呢，王既看见一位守望的圣者从天而降，说。
What do we know about this messenger? This messenger comes from heaven. Do you think he's important?
我们对这位圣者是知道一些什么呢？这个圣者是从天上降下来的。你认为他的信息是重要的吗？
What does the messenger say? Verse 23, carrying on, cut down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump bound with iron and bronze in the grass of the field while its roots remain in the ground. And let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let him live like a wild animal until 7 times pass by for him.
这个圣旨说什么呢？就是说将这树砍伐毁坏，树根却留在地里，用铁圈和铜圈箍住，在田野的青草中，让天怒滴湿。 使他与地上的兽一同吃草，直到经过7年。What
do you think Nebuchadnezzar thought of that news?
你认为尼布甲尼撒听到这个消息以后，他会怎么想？
That I'm the king, and my kingdom is going to be weakened. I'm going to be cut down, and people will no longer look at me. The kingdom will not be me. I'm going to be so weak. That I will be living like a beast.
所以呢，他说呢，我就是这个王，我就是我的王国呢将分崩离析，我呢也要被从王位上拉下来，然后人们呢不再仰望我，我的人们呢也不再是我的人，所以呢，我现在呢要活得像个野兽。
Now, in this book of Daniel, the kings and the kingdoms that they represent are often described as behaving like a beast.
这个王国和他的王呢, 通常被描述成他们的行为像野兽一样。
So if there were going to be a king in Canada, what kind of an animal would you like him to be like?
所以呢, 如果在加拿大有一个王, 你希望他像什么样的动物?
Would you like him to be like a lion? Would you like him to be like a bear? Or would you like him to be like a sheep? Or would you like him to be like a pussycat?
所以呢,如果说呢,你是想要这个王呢,成为一个像个狮子,或者是像个熊,或者是像个羊,或者是像个波斯猫呢?
And from this time until the end of the book of Revelation, the great kings of the earth are described as being beasts, wild beasts, like lions and tigers and leopards and bears.
所以呢, 从这个时候开始, 在以后这世界上的王呢, 都被描述成为兽, 是野兽, 就像狮子, 老虎, 豹子,
And God was saying, Nebuchadnezzar, you have lived like a wild beast.
所以神呢, 已经跟尼布甲尼撒说了, 你活得像个野兽。
You made your kingdom great over all the world. What you did was you conquered and conquered and conquered. You killed, you destroyed, you obliterated wherever you went. You acted like a wild beast, Nebuchadnezzar.
所以说呢, 你的王国呢, 不断地壮大, 你是征服了很多的国家, 你不断地征服, 不断地征服呢, 然后你开始杀害, 你开始毁坏, 你开始糟蹋所有的地方。 尼布甲尼撒, 你就像个野兽那样去统治你的王国。
What happened to Daniel and his family when Nebuchadnezzar went into Israel just a few years before this?
所以呢, 在几年前, 当尼布甲尼撒呢, 征服了以色列的时候, 在但以理的家人身上发生了什么呢?
Nebuchadnezzar went into the city of Jerusalem and destroyed it.
然后尼布甲尼撒呢, 攻入耶路撒冷城, 然后摧毁了整个耶路撒冷城。
Nebuchadnezzar went into the palaces that Daniel and his relatives lived in and tore them apart, limb from limb, burned them down.
所以呢, 然后呢, 尼布甲尼撒冲进当时但以理和他的家人住的宫殿, 然后呢, 把宫殿呢, 然后全部拆毁, 然后把它全部又烧毁。
Most of the family of Daniel, his brothers, his sisters, his mother, his father, his uncles and aunts, his cousins, and his other relatives, most of them were killed by Nebuchadnezzar, the wild beast, as he went into the city of Jerusalem and the land of Israel.
所以这个呢, 就是但以理大都司的家人啊, 包括他的父母啊, 他的叔叔啊, 他的婶婶啊, 他的姨啊, 他的堂兄堂弟啊, 表兄表弟啊, 所有的人, 都是当尼布甲尼撒这只野兽, 攻进以色列攻占了耶路撒冷城以后, 全都被杀了。
And so verse 23 ends with the sentence, let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. That means that this man, Nebuchadnezzar, is going to live outside and he won't go into his house to sleep. He'll live out in the field. And the dew of heaven will fall on him every night. Let him be like a wild animal, not going to live like a sheep or a cow going into the barn every night. He'll live like a wild animal out in the field. And it'll happen till 7 times, probably 7 years pass by for him.
这里第二三节继续说呢，让天怒滴湿这一句话的意思呢，就是尼布甲尼撒呢，他会住在房子的外面，住在野地里，然后呢，他不可能回到他的宫殿，回到他的房子里，他昼夜都要住在这里，所以天上降下来的怒呢，会滴在他的身上。 然后呢，使他与地上的兽一同吃草呢，这个讲的意思就是，他要像那个不像那个牛啊羊那样，他能够回到他们的圈里，而且像一只野兽，他要在外面吃草，要流浪在外面，这样的时间呢，大约要持续七七，七七就是七年，大概是七年的意思。
Is that good news?
这是个好消息吗?
That's not good news. Daniel said, you're not going to like this, Nebuchadnezzar. I just got to tell you what God says. That's what it means.
所以这不是一个好消息,但你说呢,你不讲,你说对你来说并不是个好消息,但是呢,我必须要告诉你神说的话。
And so Daniel goes on and says, this is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree that the Most High God has issued against my Lord the King. This is what God has said against you, Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这个第二四节说呢，王啊，讲解就是这样的。临到我主我王的事，是出于至高者的命。所以他跟尼布甲尼撒说呢，尼布甲尼撒，这是神要向你说的，是神的命令。
Nebuchadnezzar, you will be driven away from people. And you will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. You will be drenched with the dew of heaven. 7 times will pass over you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes.
第二五节说呢，尼布甲尼撒，你必被赶出离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，被天怒滴湿，且要经过七七。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁，就赐予谁。So
let's pretend you don't feel very well tomorrow.
因为我们假设你明天呢，就是感觉不好。And
you go to the doctor.
然后你就去找医生。
And you say, doctor, I got a problem.
你说医生呢，我身上有不舒服。
And the doctor says, well, it's not that bad because this can be cured. It'll only take maybe about 7 years.
所以那个医生说呢，啊，你这没什么大问题，但是七年以后你的病就会好的。
And this is what's going to happen to you for 7 years.
这些下面的事情呢，是在这七年中要在你身上发生的。You're
going to lose your brains.
你会呢，就是变疯了。And
instead of having people like the hospital look after you, you'll run out and you'll decide that you're going to live on the other side of Grouse Mountain.
所以呢，你并不是住在医院里，然后呢，你会被赶出医院，然后你就会住在那个北温的那个Grouse Mountain的那个那一边。And
you won't be eating McDonald's food. You won't be eating hot pot. You'll be eating grass that grows on the wrong side of the tree, on the wrong side of Grouse Mountain.
因为你不会吃麦当劳，你也不会吃火锅，你会吃那个在Grouse Mountain 那一边的错误的那一边长出来的草。And
you won't have any friends.
你不会有任何的朋友。And
your family won't come to you.
甚至你的家人都不来看你。Nobody
will know where you live.
没有人知道你住在哪里。
And you'll hear sounds in the night that'll scare you silly, and you'll run away. and then you'll run somewhere else, and you'll be hungry, and you can't think right.
所以呢，你在半夜里，你会听到一些什么东西呢？愚蠢东西来吓唬你，吓唬你就跑，你跑到那个另外一个地方去呢，你会饥饿，饥饿了以后呢，你也没东西吃。
And when people come to find you, you'll run away and hide from them so that they can't find you.
所以呢，当人们试图来寻找你的时候呢，你会跑过去，跑出去躲起来，所以呢，他们也找不到你。
And the doctor says, there, everything's just fine. Now give me $500, please.
所以那个医生说呢，啊，一切事情都没事，你先交500块钱吧。
How do you think Nebuchadnezzar felt?
你认为当时尼布甲尼撒的感受是什么样？
And you marvel that Daniel was prepared to tell him.
你感到很奇怪呢，那个但以理已经准备好来告诉他。
Well, verse 26. The command to leave the stump of the tree with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that the heaven rules.
所以呢，第26继续说，守望者既吩咐存留树灯，等你知道诸天掌权以后，你的国必定归你。
That's an interesting promise, isn't it?
这是一个很有趣的一个应许，是不是？
And what would you have done if you had been Nebuchadnezzar?
如果你是尼布甲尼撒，你会怎么做？
I think you'd have said, well, as a matter of fact, Daniel, I'm prepared to say that the heavens rule now. I don't want that to happen to me. I'll tell the world, I'll tell you, I believe the heavens rule now.
所以呢，你就会说呢，啊，但以理啊，我现在就要承认神在我的国掌权，我准备要现在的时候，我要告诉你，我要告诉神，我不想等七年。
Nebuchadnezzar said, I don't really believe that's going to happen to me.
所以你不讲，你再说呢，我认为那个不一定会发生在我身上。
He probably said that was a bad dream. I've had lots of bad dreams.
所以他说呢，有可能说呢，这是一个噩梦，因为我其实做了很多噩梦。
And I remember that God was able to save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace, but I'll be all right. I'll be okay. Thank you, doctor. See you later. I'll be fine.
所以他说，我把那个沙德拉、米沙还有伯尼雅各，我把他们扔到那个火窑里，他们也没事，所以呢，这些事不会发生在我身上，在我身上不会发生任何事情，我会没事。
Have you ever met anybody? Well, here's about the truth of God and the judgments that lie ahead, and hell that lasts forever. And they say, that's okay, I'll be all right.
所以你有没有碰到个这样的人呢？当他听到有一位神，而且将来的审判一定会来，审判来了以后呢，他们就会被扔到那个地狱里，永久在那里。他们会有什么反应？他们说没关系，我会没事。
And you and I cry, and we say, don't be a fool. Remember, acknowledge now that the heaven rules. Acknowledge God, bow before God.Why would you be such a fool, Nebuchadnezzar?
所以呢，我们你我都会说，尼布甲尼撒，现在赶紧就俯伏在地，赶紧都敬拜神，赶紧去承认在那个天上的神在地上掌权。所以，尼布甲尼撒，你是不是有什么毛病？你现在不这么做
？But Daniel doesn't stop there. Good for you, Daniel. He keeps on going. He says, Nebuchadnezzar.I just want to give you some advice. Verse 27.
但以理呢，并没有就此打住，他就会说呢，这个但以理来说，你是做的太棒了。就是他跟你们讲，他说，现在我要告诉你一些事情，给你一些建议。
He says, therefore, O king, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right. And renounce your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed.It may be then that your prosperity will continue. Nebuchadnezzar, listen. Nebuchadnezzar, turn your heart. Quit being stubborn.
第二十七节说呢，王啊，求你悦纳我的眷言，以施行公义，断绝罪过，以怜悯穷人，除掉罪孽，或者你的平安可以延长。尼布甲尼撒听我说话，把你的那个坚硬的心，你那个倔强的心转回来。
Why didn't Nebuchadnezzar listen?
为什么尼布甲尼撒不听但以你的劝呢?
He was proud.
因为他骄傲,
he was independent.
他想独立,
he didn't want to change.
他不想改变,
he would rather pretend that God was wrong than to admit that he was wrong.
所以呢, 他宁愿假装神是错的, 也不愿意承认。
It's true, Nebuchadnezzar was like most people in the world today.
这是个事实, 尼布甲尼撒就像当今世界上的大多数人一样。
Verse 28 is amazing. This is what he says. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. Everything that God said would happen, did happen. Everything that that dream said would happen, did happen. Everything that Daniel interpreted out of that dream, saying this will happen, it did happen. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar.
第二十八节呢，是一件很神奇的经文。第二十八节，这些事都临到尼布甲尼撒王，所以神说。 要发生什么事都发生在尼布甲尼撒身上。神说要发生什么就发生什么。但以理给他解的梦，里面讲到的什么，给他讲的什么就发生什么。所以所有的讲到的事情，神说的还有但以理给他解的，全都发生在尼布甲尼撒王身上。When
God speaks about the future, what percentage of what he says happens?
所以呢，如果神呢预言将来的事，有多少百分比的会一定会发生呢？ 他讲的是
all of it，
100%的。
Nebuchadnezzar didn't say some of this happened to Nebuchadnezzar。
但以理并没有跟尼布甲尼撒说，其中有些事会发生在你身上。
He said it all happened to Nebuchadnezzar。
这里讲到的所有的都发生在尼布甲尼撒身上。Verse
29, 12 months later, as I the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon.
第二节就是过了12夜，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。Okay,
he said, is not this the great Babylon that I have built? As the royal residence, by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty.
第三十节说呢，他说这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？
So what do you say about God in that verse?
所以在这一节经文里，他说了关于神的什么事儿？
He says, I don't care about God. I built this, I did this, I forget God, I'm the boss around here.
他说呢，我不关心有没有神，神没跟我没关系，我看我建的这个，我建的那个，所有都是我建的，我就是这个地方的世界的主宰，我不想要神。Verse
31, the words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken away from you.
第三十一节说这话在王口中尚未说完，有声音从天上降下说：“尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。”Verse
32, you will be driven away from people. And you will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes.
第三十一节说呢，你必被赶出离开人世。 与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过七七。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁，就赐予谁。
What is the issue?
这里的问题是什么？
Is God the boss or am I boss?
所以呢，神是主宰呢，还是我是主宰？
Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm used to doing what I want to do. I've been very successful doing what I want to do. I'm the boss around here.
所以呢，尼布甲尼撒说，我通常都是按照我自己去做，我自己想做怎么就怎么做，我也都做成功了，所以我是这个地上的主宰。
God says you're not the boss around here, Nebuchadnezzar. The only reason you've got anything is because I've given it to you. You're not the boss, Nebuchadnezzar, and you're going to find out you're not the boss.
所以神跟尼布甲尼撒说，尼布甲尼撒，你不是主宰，你所得到的一切都是我给你的，你终究会发现。你不是这个地方的主宰，我才是整个世界的主宰。
Verse 33, immediately what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and he ate grass like cattle.
所以第33节说，当时这话就意念在尼布甲尼撒的身上。他被赶出离开世人，吃草如牛。
Who drove him away from people?
谁把他从人面前赶走的？
Well, we don't really know precisely with this exception. We know that people didn't drive him away from people because people couldn't have driven him away if they were people. He was driven away from people. Must have been God.
所以呢
drove him away from people.
所以呢，神把他赶出去呢，我们不是准确的知道，但是我们却准确的知道一件事，并不是他的国民把他赶出去的，因为他们只是一些普通的国民，他们没有能力赶他出去，所以唯一把他赶离出国的呢，就是神，必须是神的行为，神把他赶离出他的国。
All Nebuchadnezzar had to do was snap his hand and everybody would come to him and he would get exactly what he wanted.
所以尼布甲尼撒呢，他所有要做的，他就是打个响指，然后呢，所有的人都会来到他面前，他想要什么就有什么。
And of course that didn't happen anymore because he'd been driven away from people and there were no people around him. He'd been the boss.And now there were no people around him to boss.
因为这个事情呢不再发生在尼布甲尼撒身上，因为他被赶离世人，在他周围呢没有人，他也没办法再去主宰人了，因为没有人让他来主宰。
And the next line says, he ate grass like cattle.
下一句说呢，吃草如牛。
What would you do?If you decided you weren't going to have supper tonight, you just go to the, grass catcher after you cut your lawn and you just eat a few mouthfuls of grass. How would you get along?
所以呢，如果你是这样的，你会怎么做呢？到了吃晚饭的时间，你就用你的剪草机跑到后院去剪点草，然后把剪下的草拿到嘴里吃了，这就是你的晚餐，你感觉怎么样？
Well, you'd probably get sick to your stomach.
所以你可能感到恶心在你的胃。
You certainly wouldn't ever get fat again.
你永远不会再长胖了。
If you kept it up for a short while, you would die.
所以呢，如果你一直是吃这个不久，你就会死了。
So how did God enable him to carry on?
所以神怎么会让他吃草还能活着呢？
God gave him a new stomach.
神给了他一个新的胃。
I think he probably said, you know, I'd rather have beefsteak. I don't really like this grass.
他可能说呢，我大概呢，我宁愿去吃那些野兽吃的东西，我不喜欢吃草。
Where do you think Nebuchadnezzar was happier? Eating grass like cattle on the backside of nowhere or ruling over his great Babylon?
你认为尼布甲尼撒他更愿意在哪里呢？是在那里吃草如牛呢？还是在他的那个宫殿里统治人呢？
Verse 33 goes on, his body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird.
第二三三记忆说呢，尼布甲尼撒身披天怒，身披天怒，滴湿，头发长长，好像阴毛，指甲长长，如同鸟爪。
How did he keep warm?
他怎么让他自己保暖呢？
Well, God gave him feathers.
神给他毛。
Wow.
啊。
You can't imagine what he looked like.
你很难想象他长成什么样子。
You might even say, I've seen a lot of crazy men. I've never seen anything like this.
你会说呢，我见的疯子见多了，但是从来没见一个疯子像这样。
And he had nails, his fingernails grew like eagle's claws, like the claws of a bird. He had bird's claws and he had eagle's feathers.
所以呢，他的手指呢开始长出那种爪子，就像鸟的那种爪子，然后他身上呢，像长满了鹰的羽毛。
Why did he have claws like bird's claws?
为什么要有一个像鸟那样的爪子呢？
Maybe to help him eat worms? Do you think that was the reason?
因为这有可能帮助他能够挖到蚯蚓。你认为这是他长那个爪子的原因吗？
How foolish is it to ignore the God who made you?
所以呢，如果说是去亵渎一个造你的神，是多么的愚蠢！
How foolish is it to say, I'm not going to pay any attention to what God says to me. Doesn't matter what he says, I'm not going to pay. I'll go my own way. How foolish is that?
所以，如果说一个神告诉你，神告诉你说呢，你告诉你的话你不听，你说我不管，我想干什么就干什么，我不听神的话，我要照着我自己的方式去做，这是多么愚蠢的一件事！你认为这个愚蠢有多愚蠢？
Why this story in the Bible?
为什么圣经里要写这个故事？
So that we will realize the folly of saying to God, "You're not important." God, I'm going to use you for myself. God, I'll tell other people to obey you. I'm not going to obey you. How foolish can you get?
所以这个是多么的愚蠢呢，多么的愚蠢气跟一个神呢告诉你的事情，你说我不关心，你不引起你的注意，然后呢，你是说跟那个告诉你是多么的你的罪是多么的蠢，又是你去背你神，你去告诉别人要去是不是，而你自己去不是不是，你认为这样去做有多愚蠢？
How long did he live like that?
他像这样活了多久？
We're not told, probably 7 years, but we're not told precisely. It's just 7 times, probably means 7 years, but we're not sure.
所以呢，我们并没有被明确的告知多长，大概是七年，我们这里告诉我们的是七七，七七呢，有可能就是
At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Lord the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures forever, endures from generation to generation.
第三十四节说，日子满足我，尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。The
phrase here is, then my sanity returned.
这里的讲的这个词呢，是我的聪明归于我。
We don't know precisely what happened. Something happened, and he was able to think clearly again.
所以我们不知道确切地发生了什么事情，但是呢，一定发生了一些事情，他可以清晰地思考。
His story is very similar to the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15, isn't it?
所以这个故事呢，就非常的类似的在路加福音第十五章里面那个浪子的故事，是不是？
You remember the story in Luke 15, the son took half his father's wealth and he went off to a far country. He squandered the money on riotous living until he became absolutely destitute.
也都记得当时呢，他把他应得的那份资产拿走了，然后呢，去到一个远方，在远方呢，在那里呢，挥霍掉了他所有的钱财，然后呢，他开始呢，饥饿了。His
job was to look after pigs.
他的工作呢，就是去看喂猪。His
income was so small that he lived like a pig.
所以他的收入呢非常低，所以他呢活得像只猪。
He got to be so hungry, he wanted to eat what the pigs ate.
所以他饿到了一个极点呢，他甚至吃猪食。
And then the amazing line in Luke says this, then he came to himself.
所以呢，这个呢，在路加福音里呢讲了一个很 神奇的一句话，说他自己起来。
He got so far down that he began to think clearly. He came to himself and said, what a fool I've been. I'm starving and my father's servants eat marvelous food all the time. What a fool I am. He came to himself.
所以他自己起来了，自己想起来了，然后呢，这个他能够重新的清晰的思考了。他说呢，我父亲的那么多仆人都吃得饱足，然后我在这里挨饿，所以我是多么愚蠢的。所以他开始能够自己做清晰的思考。
By the grace of God, that's what happens to every one of us when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
所以借着神的恩典呢，这就是在我们每一个人，当我们接受主耶稣基督为我们的个人救主的时候，发生在我们身上的事情。
Some of us come to ourselves when we're very, very down.
所以呢，我们有些人把自己呢，弄到一个非常非常低的处境。
Others of us come to ourselves when we look ahead and realize the consequences. What happens if I go God's way? What happens if I don't?
所以有些人呢，他就是自己想起来以后呢，他就会这样思考，就是说是呢，如果我走神的路会发生什么？如果我走自己路会发生什么？
What happened when he came to himself?
所以呢，让他自己想起来以后发生了什么呢？
It's interesting, he didn't complain about the fact that God had let him live like a wild animal for many years.
非常有趣的呢，他并没有就是说去抱怨，抱怨那么多年呢，神让他活得像只野兽。
He didn't say it isn't fair, God.
他并没有说神啊，这不公平。
He didn't say, God, I'm angry at you. You see what you did to me. This isn't fair.
所以呢，他并没有说那神呐，我现在非常的气愤，你看看你在我身上做了些什么，这就是你在我身上做的，这不公平。The
first thing he says, verse 34, is, then I praised the Most High, I honored and glorified him who lives forever.
所以呢，首先他要讲的是呢，说我称颂至高者，赞美尊敬和他永远的神。
When you meet God, when you meet Nebuchadnezzar in heaven, and you say to him, excuse me, Nebuchadnezzar, but could you please tell me the best thing that ever happened to you?
因为如果你在天台上，你能够碰到尼布甲尼撒，你就说呢，哎，尼布甲尼撒先生，能不能告诉我一下，在你身上发生的最好的事情是什么呢？
He said, I'll tell you the best thing that ever happened to me. I was like a wild animal for years. And then God said to me, Nebuchadnezzar, I said, God, you're right. I'm wrong. I praise you. And Nebuchadnezzar is praising God today for the fact that he lived like a crazy man for years in order to learn his lesson. Hallelujah.
因为这个呢，尼布甲尼撒说呢，在我人生中发生的最美好的事情呢，就是那几年呢，我的像个野兽，然后最终呢，神说呢，哎，尼布甲尼撒，我跟神说，我做错了，神是对的，然后呢，神就让我恢复了一切，我就说呢，神是对的，我要赞美神，所以尼布甲尼撒，这是。 因为在我身上发生的那个几年那种野兽不如的那种疯子那样的生活，让我学会了去怎么去赞美神，怎么去称颂神，哈利路亚。Well,
our time is gone, and so we're going to have to finish off our story next week. We'll take the last few verses of chapter 4 and look at chapter 5 next week.
因为我们时间也到了，我们还剩下几节经文，那我们必须下次回来学习这些经文，把这些完了，再去学到第五章。So
let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you didn't give up on Nebuchadnezzar.
所以主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，因为您并没有放弃尼布甲尼撒。It's
true, Lord, he didn't deserve the God of heaven to intervene in his life in such a dramatic way.
所以这个也是个事实，他并不配得我们在天堂上的神来去干涉他的人生，在他人生里行了这样奇妙的事。We're
thankful that you didn't take your heavy hand off him until he was prepared to say that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of God.
我们也非常感恩您的手呢，一直在他身上压着他，直到他说呢，我知道了，是在天上至高的神掌管一切。And
so, Lord, we pray for ourselves and for those we love.
主啊，我们也为我们自己还有那些我们爱的人祷告。And
we pray that you will lead each of them in such a way that they too will acknowledge and honor and glorify the God of heaven.
所以呢，我们也祷告，就是您呢，也是要用这样一种方式呢，去引导他们，直到他们意识到，直到他们去承认，直到他们把荣誉给天上的神。Lord,
we pray that we will not be so foolish as was Nebuchadnezzar, and that those we love will not be so foolish as to say no until the Lord leads us through such very deep waters.
所以呢，这个呢，主啊，我们也祷告，我们不要像尼布甲尼撒那么愚蠢，我们也不要像那个，就是我们的所爱的人，也不要像尼布甲尼撒那样愚蠢，直到神在他们身上给他们甘露。So
Lord, we pray and give thanks now for your goodness to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，主啊，我们现在祷告，并且呢，给献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you today.